The first step to understanding ambiguity is to define it, which is a delightfully existential challenge we've been pondering ourselves for several years. Let's attempt to disambiguate ambiguity, shall we? According to the internet, the definition of ambiguity is A, the quality or state of being ambiguous, or B, something that can be understood in two or more possible ways. The word ambiguity comes from the Latin ambiguus, which was formed by combining ambi, meaning both ways, and agere, meaning to act. Ambiguity is about holding two ideas at the same time and understanding something in more than one way. It's about dualities, multiplicities, and active interpretation. All cleared up? No? We're shocked.
We are not shocked.
Tassiography is the practice of reading patterns in tea leaves, or coffee grounds, or wine sediments left in the bottom of a cup. Here we have an image of an empty teacup with tea leaves at the bottom. I see a tractor, maybe a snake, a lightning bolt. That's the letter K. Is that a drone? See for yourself in the PDF. You can read the tea leaves by allowing your imagination to play around with the shapes suggested by their arrangement. You might see a country, a heart, or a raven. Or read deeper. Is that an apple? Or the Apple logo? Does it mean I need to limit my screen time? Am I reading too much tea? Ambiguity is a layer of meaning people apply to perfectly unambiguous stuff. When you read the tea leaves at the bottom of the cup and dregs are not ambiguous. Ambiguity lies in the multiple meanings that you might derive from their arrangement. It emerges from the many ways you interpret reality. But before you settle on one interpretation, ambiguity gives you permission to be creative. As soon as you choose an interpretation, ambiguity naturally evaporates. Our response to ambiguity, both our interpretations and our emotional response, is not objective. It's deeply connected to experience, context, history, and character. What you see might not be what anyone else sees. What you see today might be different tomorrow. Ambiguity is not equal to uncertainty. Ambiguity may contain uncertainty, but they're different. Dictionaries define uncertainty as something that is not clearly or precisely determined, something unknown, vague, indistinct, or subject to change. Uncertainty implies that there is something to be certain about. An absolute truth or fact exists. It's more black and white. Uncertainty might look like, why am I getting issues of Domestic Rabbits magazine? Will I get the job or not? What if the ferret hates the new rabbit? Will my rent check bounce? When will they respond to my email? Does this mole look normal? When will the quarantine end and my life go back to normal? Will life ever return to normal? With ambiguity, on the other hand, there's no singular correct answer. It allows for layers of meaning on anything. No absolute truth or fact exists. Your mind is free to explore and to imagine possibilities that are unknown or don't currently exist. Ambiguity might look like, what could this sheet of blank paper become? What can I learn from new contexts and cultures? What happens when I step outside of my comfort zone? What if I'm neither thing, or both? What happens when I allow contradictory data to exist? What are the different ways I can interpret something? How might I respond to fluctuating timelines or constraints? After months of starts and stops and highs and lows, what shape will this book take? In philosophy and art, ambiguity and uncertainty are decidedly different. In this audiobook, we blur them together a bit because the words uncertainty and ambiguity are intertwined in our lexicon, and untangling semantics isn't our goal. In general, when we refer to ambiguity or uncertainty in this book, we mean holding multiple ideas or possibilities. We also say not knowing, the unknown, the gray area, or the blank. For the purposes of this audiobook, we break our own rules, we keep it vague, we keep you guessing. Some might say we practice what we preach.